tell me what's going on with the show this year that's different.
Well, this is our fifth season, and we've had to do a lot of adjustments for, COVID, because we have, contestants all live in a studio together, and we figured it out, and we just have been working through it, and I think we're getting back now more to where the show began, which is more of a sort of party atmosphere. In other words, people sort of interacting with each other. It's not such a Zoom atmosphere. Not that we ever were on Zoom, but we were just being careful and following the rules, But the show is the show. It's the same game as I've always been playing. And I think the big difference is we're a well-known show now, so people, the teams show up with a lot more skill. They practice, because they can watch a lot of episodes. And that was not true of the original season. I have contestants who are just better at it, and that really changes things for me. It makes the show sort of much more fast-moving. And, you're sort of playing with pros now, if that makes sense.
Well, but for you, I mean, this show has to keep you on your toes, because you're dealing with unknown commodities and individuals and then having to throw out questions or ask them things about themselves. And is there a lot of, you just never know what's going to happen next?
All of it is that you describe it perfectly. I have eight people on every show who are all different. And they all need to be serviced in a way. I have to show them all to the audience, and they have to become characters that the audience can relate to. So I have to listen very closely. The hard part for me is I do many shows a day, so you get tired, and I just have to remember whenever I'm flagging, what I say to myself is, shut up and listen. You just got to dig in. You got to dig into these people, listen to exactly what they say, and I will say something that is apt and clever if I just listen. That's the trick of improv anyway.
Is improv a part of your life in everything you do, whether it's movies or television and the game show?
Yeah, I would say I think the basic rules of improv are basically the basic rules of a good life. Say the first thing that comes into your head. Don't judge yourself before you do it. Try to accept what you're given, because you can't change it, and make something with it. And also the most important one, I always thought, was improv people have a rule that says make your partner look good. No one's wins or loses. If your partner looks good, you look good.
Many people know you from the series of Pitch Perfect movies. Was there a lot of improv in that? Because you just steal every scene you're in.
Yeah, we mostly the movie is like filming the vocal groups doing a lot of complicated numbers and things. By the time they got to me and Elizabeth Banks is the producer on those movies and also my partner in the scene. And they would sort of put us at the end of the day. They weren't really thinking about us.
Oh, great.
They just would turn the camera on, and we would just start talking, and that's it. So, yeah, it was almost entirely improvised.
That's amazing stuff. And then I just have one bone of contention with you. What happened to Principal Belding? Because not that you're not bad. You're actually really good in that role on Saved by the Bell. But that was the big question. I often wondered if you took a little flack for that.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you do a reboot, you run into that. There are ardent fans who want to see their old friends, and I don't blame them.
And you do a great job at it. I was surprised when Saved by the Bell came out how highly ranked it was. I mean, it got some great reviews.
Super funny. It's a really funny show. It's brilliantly written. We got on a lot of top 10 lists of the best shows of the year. I mean, I couldn't believe it for this silly little reboot. We were top 10 shows of the year.
Is it coming back? It was like highly rated, did great two seasons, and then where is it?
I don't know. Television's funny that way. I've had a lot of shows that disappear right under my feet after being incredibly successful, and like this one particularly, just the critics were just mad for it, and the audience was too. But who knows? Maybe they're just holding their cards tight. You never know. I hope it does. I'm praying it does.
You are a phenomenal game show host, I truly believe. I don't know where you rank in the annals. Does anybody live up to Alex Trebek?
Not. Alex Trebek, of course, had a very different show than I did. It's almost apples and oranges. But, he had a podium show, and it was a very tight tightly designed show. There wasn't much air in it. It was just a lot of questions, a lot of action. Yeah. My show has a lot of much looser feel. There's a lot of time to talk and jump around or do whatever, you know, nonsense I get up to. Mm-hmm. I was hoping, actually, when they offered me the game show, I was like, oh, good, I have a podium and I've got cards in my hands and, you know, I don't have to wear pants to work, you know. But turned out to not be that show at all. So it's a very different gig. But I'm a huge, no one's a bigger fan of Alex Trebek than I am.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time. A pleasure meeting and talking with you today, and look forward to a successful run of the series in another 5 years. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.